True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
It's also 11 o'clock for some.
Ha! Jokes.
See, this is why we said we got to do this show word for word for the second 4 hours here.
Correct.
We got 7 hours left today, Brayden.
One done. That was fast. Easy. Anyway, do you want to get back to your phone calls? 833-288-973, 833-288-973. I don't want to tee off on Mike Schilt today for the second game press conference is just didn't sit well. I'm looking at the Braves, by the way, just to go back to what we were talking about before we went to break about the Atlanta Braves. Like, I'm looking at the Atlanta Braves payroll on Fangraphs. Why would they trade any of these guys?
There's no reason to.
They're all under contract for a while. The only ones that aren't are Osuna and Iglesias. And Marcel's hurt right now, so he's not even like worth anything.
It's Rysel Iglesias, right?
Yes, yeah. Rysel Iglesias. No, Jose's on the pods.
No, I knew that.
There's a lot of Iglesiases.
Goober.
Or Rafael Montero. I mean, that's like what you're looking at. Unless they don't want to pick up a club option on Chris Sale. He's banged up, too. He's not really worth trade value. Pierce Johnson. And then Ozzie Albies starts his club options next year and the year after. His club options are $7 million. But you talk to any Atlanta Braves fans, specifically our boss, he'll tell you Ozzie Albies has not been great. He might be worth the $7 million. He hasn't been great. Maybe signing those long-term contracts work out for some of these players. Because when Ozzie Albies signed, remember everybody was like, I can't believe how much money left on the table. Well, apparently he didn't. Because he hasn't played that well. But anyway, I don't know why the Braves would trade any of those guys. I do want to hear Joel Sherman's case for why the Braves trade Acuna. We'll talk about that later on in the show. Let's talk about yesterday's game in a second. I do want to get to your phone calls. 833-288-973, 833-288-973. Let's get to Luis in San Diego. Luis, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
I got you, dude.
Hey, man, first of all, I think you made me a listener, man. You're great. I never listened at the 10. Bro, you're rocking it. Keep it up, man. Keep it up. It's awesome.
Thank you, Luis. Appreciate it, bud.
Second, is there any other NL West team that's going to go through the type of road trip that we've gone through, or have they gone through that type of road trip?
I'd have to go look at their schedules in terms of, and Luis, I appreciate the phone call. In terms of, like, overall, they will all go through an East Coast road trip. They just physically have to. They got to go play all the teams in Major League Baseball, especially on the National League side. They got to go through all the teams in the National League East. When they do the full East Coast road trip, you know, different times of the year, and sometimes they do mix it up. I mean, the Padres East Coast road trip, that the one that they were just on is not even their longest one. That was a quick six games. Their longest one's during Comic-Con. It's the Comic-Con road trip. As we've talked about before in this show, the scheduling, the nuances of scheduling professional sports and venues and in cities where teams will elect to, we'll take these days off in order to get these days at home and everything like that. In San Antonio, the San Antonio Spurs have a rodeo road trip where the rodeo takes over their arena for like almost a month. Looking at, I'm sure people like are more interested in, you know, the Dodgers schedule, I guess, at this point in time. Because that's who we think we're competing with, even though the Padres are now 8.5 games out of first place. You should probably focus on the wild card a little bit more. East Coast road trip-wise, Dodgers at the end of July have to go to Boston and Cincinnati and Tampa. All on the same road trip. So that's their big East Coast road trip. They will also have to go to Pittsburgh and Baltimore in September. Would be their other kind of longer one left. Earlier this year, I don't know if they've gone anywhere else that's been very difficult to get to. I don't know, maybe Japan? That's kind of a long place to travel for a road trip. Atlanta, they did Atlanta, Miami already, and Arizona. So, yeah, most of the teams eventually will be on these road trips. I don't think I need to say anything more about that, Frank. But, yes, they will. The cool part is about the Padres schedule. September's nice. But unfortunately, August sucks for the Padres compared to how nice September. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Now I'm down a rabbit hole. The San Francisco Giants go to Toronto and Atlanta after the All-Star break. That's kind of counterproductive for any San Francisco Giant in an All-Star game. They're going to be in Atlanta. They're going to fly to Toronto, and they're flying back to Atlanta. Unfortunate. And then they got to go to New York and Pittsburgh, the Giants do. So, yeah, there's still multiple East Coast trips that all of the teams in the division do have to accomplish to get through. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Let's talk about last night again. The two starting pitchers with different results. One was very good. One was not so great. Here's what Mike Schilt said about the good start yesterday from Nick Pivetta.
Control the count. It's just a matter of getting on it. Boom. 0-1. Went into 1-1, which he's really doing a nice job of. And then he's got really good stuff. You know, fastball had some really good life today. Secondary pitches are good. Like I said, both sides of the plate, elevating the ball when he needed to. I thought he was tremendous with him and Diaz.
Obviously, we're only kind of halfway through the season, but for him to have had this season and given you guys what he's given you thus far, like, what do you just kind of make of, in general, how important he's been to this group?
He's been huge. I mean, you know, listen, I give a lot of credit to, you know, all the starters. You know, we've had some, you know, we've been hit a little bit there. And, you know, we've had some guys really step up, and Nick's been the guy that stepped up, and we needed it, you know, a veteran guy that's come in that, you know, has some real time in this league, that has a pedigree, been on some good teams, and he's fit right in. He's taken the challenge to, and we don't want to heap anything more on than needs to, but he's taken the rightful challenge to be an anchor for our starting pitching, and as we all know, that starting pitching anchor spots are huge.
Let's hear what Mike Schilt had to say about Dylan Cease now.
I thought Dylan was crisp. I thought his stuff was good. You know, outside of swing by Kepler and Marsh, pretty much the difference. But he scratched another one on him, too. But I thought his stuff was really crisp. It was one of those games where, like, early on, because their guy was good, too, Sanchez. And we got that run, scratched it out, and I was like, all right, you know, here we go. This could be like a 1-0, 2-1 kind of our favorite ball game. But They put a couple swings on. We got his six innings, but I thought overall his stuff was crisp around the plate where he wanted it to go.
For Dylan to have been crisp and the results kind of haven't been there for him, like, what's it going to take for him to kind of make that translate?
If he throws like he does tonight, it's gonna translate. I mean, you know, a couple pitches they didn't miss, but he was good tonight. He had Dylan Cease's kind of stuff tonight.
What? He was good tonight? What? At what point in the game last night did anybody think that Dylan Cease was good last night? Dylan Cease was not good last night.
Walked on and off the mound pretty good. I'll give him that.
Dylan Cease is 3-8 with a 4.62 ERA. He's not been good at all. Now, as we talked about before, when we gave our grades for the first half, he's held to a higher standard because he is a higher standard player than most of the rotation. 3-8 with a 4.62 ERA. I mean, people would be upset if Randy Vasquez had those numbers. I would, like, understand it a lot more. I'd be like, well, at least he's getting us innings. 3-8 with a 4.62 ERA. A 0.5 BWAR. I mean, that's awful. That's not worth the amount of money you got to pay this guy to be on the team. That's not worth giving this guy $30 million in the offseason. Some team will, by the way. Some team will give him like $35 million a year. I mean, what a bad year to pick. Like, what a bad time for Dylan Cease to not be great. A contract year. Here's the other thing, too. Like, if we're talking about Dylan Cease, and yesterday we talked about Martin Maldonado and Elias Diaz, right? The catching situation. Maldonado catches Cease all the time. So he's not helping. He's not hitting at the plate. He's not great defensively. He's not throwing anybody out. And he's not really making Dylan Cease any better. I mean, at this point, now especially to go back to yesterday's conversation about Luis Camposano, you want to have an opportunity to have him play, have him catch Dylan Cease. It's not like Maldonado's helping him out at all. He was brought in to be an ace-type pitcher. I don't know what he's watching. Unless his metrics that they're looking at that the Padres like on their scouting sheets said he looked really good last night and it just didn't work out for him. I'm not buying that was Dylan Cease. He was sharp. What are we talking about here? Did I watch a different game than everybody else?
No.
I mean, what about last night was sharp? I don't understand. I get it, dude. I get you're trying to protect your players. That's fine. I totally understand that. But there's ways to do that where you don't tell us that things you're painting sunshine and rainbows like everything is fine. It's not fine. You had an opportunity to potentially take two games in Philly. And Cease didn't get the job done. 0.5 BWAR, the 3-8 record, and a 4.62 ERA. That's not going to get the job done ever. And here's the thing. People are like, well, we should trade Cease. No, to who? What do you think you're going to get out of a guy in a rental year that's not performing well? It's all the same people that, like, here's the thing. It's the same thing as the White Sox trading Luis Robert Jr. It's the same thing. You're trading him off his track record, not what he's doing this season. So if you're the type of person that doesn't want Luis Robert Jr. because you're like, okay, well, he's not playing very well. He's got a one-year deal, and that's basically it. I don't want to say like people want Dylan Cease. What is his trade value? The fact that he's a pitcher? He's going to have slightly better trade value than Luis Robert Jr. because he's a pitcher. But his ERA is close to 5. What do you think you're going to get out of Dylan Cease on a rental for a couple of months in a year that he has not been very good? You're taking a major risk if you are any other contending team that might need starting pitching. Unless you're going to trade a MLB-ready player in the outfield that for you is not really working out. You're like, well, you know what? Maybe he can find something in San Diego and we'll take Dylan Cease off their hands. It's just, it's not going to work. There's not going to be a ton of teams clamoring for his services. If you don't want him on the team anymore and you're a contending team and you need pitching, why would anybody else want him? What world is that? Like, what do you think you're going to get for him? At this point, he's not even worth trading to anybody. 833-288-0973. Joey North Park on the Brayton Soprenant Show. What's going on, Joey?
Hey, what's up, buddy? This is Joey. You know our mutual friend, Sam.
Yes.
I asked him a couple of questions about two things that I'm really concerned about. I just want to get your opinion on. Number one, the Padres are second to last in barrel rate, and I think the reason why that's important is because there's a pretty high correlation between how many barrels a team is getting and how much their offense is producing. You look at the top of that list, you'll see like the Dodgers, you'll see the Tigers, you'll see the Mets, Cubs, all really the elite offenses in the MLB. So barrel rate is a concern for me. I'm wondering how much of a concern that is for you. And then second of all, the second thing I brought up with our buddy Sam is we have a 34% win percentage against teams that are 500 or better in the MLB right now. How much of a concern is that for you? Because for me, that seems like something that's a pretty big deal.
Number one is more of a concern because you got to be able to barrel up balls if you want to have slug. No slug. If you're not barreling up balls, you're probably not going to get slug. So you definitely have to improve on squaring the baseball up at the plate. So that is concerning. That's obviously something that needs to be addressed. And I think that goes a lot to swinging at pitches out of the zone compared to the beginning of the year when they were not and they were actually swinging at strikes. Now, the second point that you brought up in terms of record against teams above 500, that stat fluctuates so much that I don't even really care about it. Let's look at the standings. The Los Angeles Angels are two wins away from being above 500. That's going to give the Padres two more wins against teams above 500. Is that a, you know, do we consider the Angels one of the better teams in Major League Baseball? Probably not. You know, the Atlanta Braves are one of those teams that at the beginning of the season, you would think would be a team above 500. If they go on an Atlanta Braves roll, you're going to flip six more wins into your column. It's not like that record is based on teams that were above 500 when you played them. It's based on what they are now. It's not the Padres' fault that the Braves went into the complete dumps and stink. It's also not the Padres' fault that maybe the Detroit Tigers are 54-33 and you went 1-2 against them, which, by the way, you were missing like half of your core players. So in terms of like record against teams that are above 500, I don't think it's as important as people want to make it out to be. And sure, good teams are going to have good records against teams above 500 because good teams have good records. They beat teams. That's why they have good records. So it doesn't matter to me. That's a stat that I don't really care about. And again, like you look at some of the teams that are above 500, you know, if the Reds go on a losing streak this week because they're 45-42, all of a sudden that's two losses out of the equation. You know, Arizona's 500 now. So those two losses you had to Arizona are not factored into that anymore. So that's why I don't really care about that particular stat. You could poke some holes in it. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Continuing our Padres discussion when we come back. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. I don't know what...
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Game Mike Schilt was watching, but I don't know if it was the same game that we were watching because he said he was sharp last night. I don't necessarily agree with that. I hope Dylan Cease can get to a point where he is sharp because the Padres could sure use a Dylan Cease that doesn't have a 0.5 BWAR or a 4.62 ERA or an 89 ERA plus. I mean, he's having arguably the same year that he had in 2023, his last year in Chicago.
His ERA is the highest his ERA has been since his rookie year, and he's on pace to walk more people than he ever has in his career.
Yes. Remember when the Padres traded for Dylan Cease? Everybody was worried about 2023. Because he went 7-9 with a 2.2 BWAR after a 2022 where he was electric and he had a 4.58 ERA, 79 walks, which was the most he has ever had in his career. And you're like, well, maybe that was just the outlier, the fluke year. And then last year it was good. Wasn't necessarily Dylan Cease great, but it was a good year. It's probably the second best year that he has had, actually. Terms of ERA and stuff. And now you're closer to 2023.
I think Bachman Turner Overdrive had a song named after that.
It's starting to turn a little bit into a trend.
Dylan Cease is 2023. You ain't seen nothing yet.
2025. I mean, the good news, Padres fans, is you don't have to really worry about making a decision on Dylan Cease at the end of the year. You just let him walk.
Remember when that was the big topic? Who would you rather keep, Michael King or Dylan Cease?
I think we all said Michael King.
That was our off-season topic, but still, it's like, we got to keep both of these guys. They're all great. Well, you know. One is on a nerve, and the other one was destroyed by the Dodgers last year. Which pains me to say, because I like Dylan Cease. He's a great guy. He's very nice, very polite in the clubhouse. Whenever we go around him.
Yeah, but, I like Dylan Cease as the human. The human's great.
As a ball player right now, you ain't helping me right now.
He needs to fully embrace looking like Doc Holliday. He needs his Doc Holliday swagger back.
I think he has already.
No, he's got the scruff on the side. He's got to be clean and then the mustache. We got to go full Doc Holliday here. The only thing, and we brought this up last week about who's staying and who's going. Honest chance that the Padres keep Cease and King because Cease might come back on a 1-year deal. He's not represented by Boris. He's not a Boris client. He's an Aces client. If he was a Boris client, I'd be like, he's gone. He's not a Boris client. So He could, theoretically. I think I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up not getting a big offer somewhere and he could come back. Try to get right with Ruben Neibel before and redo the contract year like Blake Snell did. Cease is not a Boris client. His agent says aces. So don't have to worry about that. I think a lot of people just assume good players are all Boris clients. I just think that seems to be the case. But he's not a Boris client. So you don't have to worry about the whole Boris client thing with Dylan Cease. Be nice to have Michael King back on the team, though. Let me tell you that. That'd be nice. But with him, like, I can't get upset. It's a nerve thing. You don't know if it's going to get fixed or not, or it is, but like it's mostly a pain tolerance thing. So hopefully he starts feeling better. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. All-Stars starters were announced. Manny Machado was a starter. Plus, Padres are already declaring opportunities to play in the World Baseball Classic. We'll tell you who did it when we come back on the Braden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It might be Yu Darvish. It might not be Yu Darvish. We don't know anything.
Might be Pedro Martinez at this point. Who knows?
It might be Frank Marchese.
Book an L, baby.
I don't know. You might not throw hard enough. It might be a lot of pop-ups. If Kiki Hernandez could pitch in the big leagues,
I'd be a better catcher. That's what I grew up playing. I can't pitch a lick.
Can you hit?
No, I'd be the perfect Padre catcher because no, I can't hit either. Sign me up, baby.
Baseball Reference page is not up to date with the agent, so he is a Boris client. All right, well then he's just gonna sit. He's just gonna sit until mid February and not get any money.
Sorry, buddy.
That's rough.
He draws the foul.
My bad. Hand up. Accountability. I love how people get so I told you so stuff. But that's just our fan base in general. Hey, you know what? Admit the mistake.
It's also us, too, to be fair. What's our famous saying on this show? Right, but too early.
Right. That's right. It's too early again because he switched it. He was an Aces client. Baseball Reference hasn't updated that part of his deal, which means to me, none of these stats are real. So maybe he's better than, maybe, you know what? Maybe he is better than 3-8 with a 4.62 ERA.
Well, no, that's on MLB.com as well.
No, you got to check all the other ones.
They update.
Got to check all the other ones.
They update every quarter. They update with every out. So
you got to check two other sites, though.
Oops.
Gotta have it like four references from Baseball Reference. Yeah, it says agents, says aces still.
What is this, a college English paper? What? No, I'm not checking 20 places. I'll That's check what two I or said. Three.
Hey, you know what?
I'll check two.
When Baseball Reference is what Sam Levitt uses, and then I jump on there and use it. Hey, I didn't know how to fact check Baseball Reference.
Listen, Sam's always right, though.
It's true. Just not when it comes to football on September 26th. I don't know how he's going to be able to pull that off.
I don't know either.
Internet.
We talked about it yesterday off air. You know, he's got to do pre and post game here.
And then get out to Arizona.
Yeah, then he's got to get under center for the Sun Devils and then come back for post game. How is he going to do anything related to the game?
I guess he could do it remotely. He could do the pre and post remotely in the locker room at Arizona State. For I just need him to throw like two or three picks. I don't really care other than that.
For those of you who this has gone completely over your head, the Arizona State quarterback is Sam Levitt.
He spells it differently.
L-E-A-V-I-T-T. Not...
Is it Levitt or does he go by Leavitt? Does each have a different pronunciation?
Well, Sam better leave it if he wants to head. That was a poorly timed joke. I'm going to stop it there.
You get a foul for that.
Yep, I do. I'll...
He draws the foul.
Yep. Nice try.
I'll gladly take that one.
That's your first personal second team foul.
Well, no, it's going to be a third team foul. I'll just get it out of the way now.
He draws the foul.
So I have not gone to Kraft Taco
yet. He has not gone to Kraft Taco yet. Okay. All right. There you go.
We'll just start every show now with
no,
with
that. That ruins we'll just start the bit every show in the noon, that ruins the bit in the noon hour. That ruins the bit. It can all be avoided. If you just go to Kraft Taco.
I could, and the plan
was... You have a three-day weekend. You can make it happen.
I do. I do have a three-day weekend. Actually, well, really four, because we're out of here at 10 o'clock.
It's true.
So I can head to Balboa, have some Kraft Taco, take in some museums.
Be ready to report on Monday.
Or I could do what I'm going to do, which is go home, go to sleep, because I didn't sleep at all last night. And have myself a day at home.
What if I bought you the taco? Tacos.
See, will,
you could go order the... I'm not going to go with you, but go to Kraft Taco, get what you... And I'll Venmo you the order. I'll Venmo you the thing. Show me his receipt.
Lads, the best food is free food. And if That's you want right. to get free food, this is how you do it.
You know what? They should just bring the food to you.
That would be
What
cool.
are we getting lunch catered by Kraft Taco?
Kraft Taco? That would work.
Instead of sending you to go see our guy Eddie, Eddie should come see you.
Speaking of which, anyone, any food place that would like to come in and allow us to sample, especially during our noon lunchtime hour,
mm-hmm.
feel free.
All right, what's the Yu Darvish update? Okay. This is from yesterday. Padres are operating with 9 relievers in the next few days. They recalled Eduardo Nunez, who pitched yesterday, optioned Matt Waldron back. Pitching staff will get another shakeup in the coming days. The rainout forces them to call up a starting pitcher for Sunday's game against the Rangers. That could be Omar Cruz or Kyle Hart up from AAA, or Braden Nett, who spells his name correctly, from AA, or it could be Yu Darvish, who threw 64 pitches in a simulated game against low-A hitters on Tuesday. Schilt said, could be, could not be. We haven't made the decision. I'm not saying it is him. I'm not saying it is him. Really, double negative, Mike?
He draws the foul.
Is that on Mike?
Yes, that's on Mike.
That should be like his third foul.
Yeah, just about.
Come on, man. Okay, I'm not saying it's him. I'm not saying it's him. Anyway. Based on like what we know with Udar, I wonder how his outing went the other day. I mean, I think we would have heard if it was miserable.
I think we also would have heard if it was good, too.
So somewhere in between. He had a mediocre outing in Lake Elsinore.
Listen, you know, those two innings and... What day did he pitch? I could look it up right now. We have technology.
Was it Tuesday? I want to say it threw like Tuesday in Lake Elsinore in a simulated game.
Single A, no?
Do like 60 pitches, right? Or something like that?
It's single A, correct?
You're on the flagship and you don't know what the...
I'm making sure because sometimes it's I flip
A.
Fort Wayne and
the California League is now low A.
My God.
It used to be high A, so I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you. See? I'm not as dumb as I look.
You always got to take it to the next level with the dumb thing.
Well, no, I know I'm dumb. I'm just saying.
All right, what do we got here?
I'm looking. Calm down. Relax yourself here.
Hey, you battled his tail off. That's what Martine said.
Sure, it was impressive. Let's see. Let's go to the box score for the first.
He might have the best simulated game record in MLB history. Been in a lot of them this year.
He did not pitch on the first, so that's interesting.
You're not going to see it on the box score. He pitched in a simulated game.
Oh, well, then what am I doing?
I don't know. That's why I was curious. I thought you were going to, like, look up on the news articles when he when he threw. I think he threw, like, Tuesday. So hopefully we get an update on him on Friday. It'd be nice to see Yu Darvish on Sunday against his former team, the Texas Rangers.
Yu Darvish goes, from CBS Sports, Yu Darvish goes 4 innings in a sim game. This is from 19 hours ago.
64 pitches. 64 pitches. Yeah, that was on Tuesday, wasn't it? Wednesday? Was it yesterday? Does it really matter?
Padres have been cagey on offering update for his reading. I don't
reading
feel
here,
like
doing math.
Yeah,
here.
reading.
Okay.
Too much reading.
We'll figure that out.
I have a lot of reading to do here after traffic, so I'm trying to save up my
you
my
do.
Words.
And before we get to traffic, let's talk about the announcements that we have had. Manny Machado commits to Team Dominican Republic for the World Baseball Classic. Xander Bogaerts has committed to Team Netherlands. I don't know if Luis Arraez will be a Padre next year. I would imagine he plays for Venezuela again. You think Jackson Merrill plays for Team USA?
He's going to have to, I think.
What do you mean have to?
Well, no, I mean, that's an opportunity you're really not going to miss.
I know,
especially
but like,
your first time.
Is Team USA going to ask him?
Why wouldn't they?
I agree. I'm just saying. Like, I feel like he would be the only other one. And then is Fernando playing? This is his first year
Fernando,
he can actually play.
Fernando is expected to play for Team DR, but he hasn't committed yet.
He doesn't need to. It's in 2026, right?
Yeah, it's next. Yeah, that's.
Jason Adam was on the team last year.
It's what?
Or last
eight,
time.
Nine months away.
Think Adam pitches again for Team USA?
With the season he's had, I would be surprised if he did, honestly, because
yeah,
I would want to rest my arm
gotta
a
be
little
like,
bit.
Guys like LeBron playing the Olympics in the summertime. He's another possibility. Yuki Matsui probably pitches for Team Japan. Adrian Morejon plays for Cuba.
Again, I would want the extra rest.
Nick Pivetta, Team Canada?
Probably. Most likely.
Suarez is from Venezuela, isn't he?
I think he is. I don't know.
I think he's probably Team Venezuela. The Venezuelan team's pretty good. Yeah, he's from Bolivar.
To the roster, Batman.
You could. There's a high chance that you have a decent amount of Padres pitching or playing in the World Baseball Classic. Now, I don't think Suarez is back next year, so he's somebody you wouldn't have to worry about, and who knows what the Padres do during the offseason. But I think if I go through there right now, I think let's just on the safe side of over-guessing. I think Adam will play for Team USA. I think Matsui plays for Team Japan. I think Morejon pitches for Cuba. I think Pivetta pitches for Canada. He might not, though, because pitchers usually are like, no thanks. But he might. I mean, he's from Canada. He's done very well. I don't know who else Canada would roll out there. Other Padres on the team. Like, I don't really count Arraez because I don't know if he's coming back yet or not, but he's definitely playing for Team Venezuela. Xander's already announced that he's going to play. Manny's already announced that he's going to play for the Netherlands and Dominican Republic, respectively. Jackson Merrill, I think, is a wild card there. I think he'd start. And then Fernando for the DR. That's like almost 8 players.
Estrada for Mexico, possibly.
I guess, if he wants to.
Which is great. I mean, you know, you have all these guys going to the World Baseball Classic, but the thing that everyone forgets about is you had 2020 was normal spring training.
Yes, this is the first year that they've had a normal spring training in the last, like,
since 2020, right. And now you're going right back into the World Baseball Classic, and you're 1 year. You had one normal spring training, and now no more.
Yes.
You know what I want no more of?
Traffic.
Yep, I want no more traffic.
But so, I do want more of Kelly Denick's traffic updates.
Yes, that's what I meant. I want no more traffic on the roads, but I want more of Kelly Denick's updates.
You know that group chat? The one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news?
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me!
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
All right, time for the Sports Fred. Here's Frank Marchese. What's going on in sports that does not involve the San Diego Padres?
Does not involve the San Diego Padres. Well, first of all,
number one.
Braden, I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
When
you
got into radio, who was your mentor?
Mentors?
Mine was a wonderful guy by the name of Dave Shepard. He took me under his wing.
Probably say like guys like Rich Herrera and Coach and... probably the two off the top of my head.
Good guys to follow, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, Shador Sanders has decided to do something else as far as who is mentoring him. Reports are going around Cleveland that he is being mentored by Deshaun Watson. Play style? Fine. Seems like a good fit. Off the field and personality-wise? Braden, can you think of anyone that you would want Shador Sanders to stay further away from than Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, Deshaun Watson isn't really... He hasn't made a lot of great decisions in his life. I mean, I think it's in probably not the best to be a mentor. I mean, the thing is for Shador, I mean, what are his options right now in Cleveland in terms of like the quarterback room?
Madden 26.
Right, so like it's not like he has a lot of options, and I'm not in the world where you just hold everybody's all of their stuff against them for the rest of their life kind of attitude. Like, I don't know if Deshaun's improved at all, but like if they're both on the field and he's helping them like get better as being a pro on the field, then I mean I don't really have too much to say about that. Is it the best choice? Probably not. But you know what? Sometimes you got to play the hand that you're dealt. And Shador got dealt an interesting hand. And I'll leave it at that.
Well, he certainly did get dealt an interesting hand.
Number two.
Another person that got dealt an interesting hand. Panda Down.
Yes, Red Panda. Oh, no.
Yeah, Red Panda went down the other day during a halftime performance for the WNBA's Commissioner Cup final between the Indiana Fever and the Minnesota Lynx. Her real name is Rong New. Sorry, pardon, apologies. She spent 11 hours in a Minneapolis hospital after falling from her gigantic tricycle the other night. Ended up getting a broken wrist from the fall. Braden, I'm sure we are wishing Red Panda well.
Yes, I've seen Red Panda a couple of times. I saw her at TCU once when I was a student. I've seen her, I think I saw her at USD one time, but she just travels all over the place and does halftime shows for basketball games. And she's wonderful. It's great.
Yep.
It's a great act. So it's really unfortunate that she got hurt. So hopefully we wish her a speedy recovery so we can see her back on the courts sometime soon.
Flipping as many plates and cups as you possibly can.
Number three.
Yes, she was on a unicycle.
Yes. Did I say tri? Oh, I did say tri. My bad.
Tricycle sounds easier than a
it
unicycle.
It does.
foul.
Oh, for God's sake, fine.
He draws the foul.
Good news. If you foul out, you have to leave earlier on a holiday weekend.
Yes. Jerks and Profar started on Wednesday by addressing his teammates in the Atlanta Braves clubhouse, apologizing for missing the past 80 games for violating Major League Baseball's joint drug prevention and treatment program.
Hey, guys, my bad. My mistake.
He ended it by talking to reporters.
Hands up, accountability. That's it's on me. I didn't know. My bad, guys.
He ended it by talking to reporters in that same clubhouse after going 2-for-4 with a home run and two runs scored in Atlanta's 8-3 victory over the Angels last night. We have an Angels fan in the studio with us. Apologies for that. Profar said, I forgot to talk to my teammates and to the fans and to everyone and to put it behind me. It's all about winning. I'm going to do everything I can to help this team win every single night. Braden, apology accepted.
The apology was accepted when he hit the two-run bomb. That's where we're at.
It's a solo shot. He scored two runs.
Solo shot. He hits a home run. Apology accepted. Moving on. I'm not going to sit on my high horse on the steroid guys because I don't care. And you know baseball doesn't care because they'll take the money for it. And then they, like, after they get all the money, then they start disciplining on stuff. It's the same thing. Listen to Brian Kenny yesterday talk about how incensed he was about Barry Bonds potentially getting a statue at Oracle Park and then started just destroying jerks in ProFar. You know what? It is what it is. Whatever. Apology accepted. He had a bomb without the steroids. Do you think he had another steroid test last night? It's possible.
Really quick, number four. We got no time for this. NHL officially allows the players to play in the Olympics next year in Milan. So congratulations to them.
Nice. They're letting the players play in the Olympics?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they should do. Remember they did that a couple Olympics ago? That was like one of the best Olympic hockey events we've seen.
Or the Frozen Four tournament that we just saw. That
was cool, too.
Four Nations.
That's right. Buy or sell, a move for every team should make in July. Get to it when we come back. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.